Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Thank you for holding on, Thomas. Thank you for joining us on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. How are you? Hello, Thomas. Yes, that's you.
Hey,
you are up.
Man? What's up, brother? Man, this is exciting. Just a couple real quick things, man. Thank you so much for being faithful to the Word and doing what you do. I know you're constantly under attack, but thank you so much. And two, even though I was very angry at first, because I was full on, you know, Trump supporter for probably two and a half years, but through your preaching, definitely changed my tone on him. So thank you for that. The third thing, man. There's a group out there. There aren't very many faithful people that will preach the word, but there's a group out there. It's called Cross Politic, and they're part of they're just grassroots Presbyterians, and they're expanding, and they have other people's shows on there. Man, I would love to see you guys link up, and they would probably, I can't speak for them, but they would probably just stream your show or something, because you guys are just running neck and neck with the same principles, both Reformed and, man, you would just add so much flavor to that network.
Well, amen. I appreciate that. You're going to have to contact them. That would be really, that'd be quirky. That'd be odd. Just very weird for me to actually try to walk inside of a door and say that. That would have to come from you. Going back to what
yeah,
you originally
said. I sent them a couple emails, so that's at least.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah, we appreciate that. And by the way, Thomas, this is what's happening. You know, you go out on the East Coast, you look at a lot of these preachers, they have these their little church billboards, you know, and you see so many, especially on the East Coast, not so much on the West Coast, but you see them on the East Coast, where all these preachers, they have these billboards, come in for revival. You know, they have all of these signs, and you see them all over the place. Revival, come into tonight's service. Well, listen, when you're on fire, just like John Wesley said, you know, I set myself aflame every morning so the world can come watch me burn. The Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flame of fire, Hebrews 1:7. It goes back to the book of Psalms as well. When there's a fire, you don't have to advertise the fire. It's people just want to come and see, and they want to hear. They want to know what's going on. And that's how this show grows. And it went from 6 years ago, we had 16 affiliates. And I was originally planted in Minneapolis for about 12 to 13 years on KKMS and Salem Communications. And then I went over to 1230 AM as well. And that was the Patriot. And then we were approached by GCN and said, listen, you guys need to jump over here. And we went from the last 6 years to how many we had then to 119. So it's growing exponentially, and it's growing because the people are sick and tired of the very things that you just got done saying. They know something's wrong. It's in their gut. The only one that can bring that knowledge to conscience and your heart is the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is doing a work across this country. There's no question about it. And how many people, such as yourself, they hate me. They're mad at me, and it's like, well, what are you mad at me for, man? I'm just picking the fruit from the branch of the administration that you think can do no wrong. Here it is. This is what he's doing. And then take it to the Word and say, how are we supposed to judge them? And then when people do that, they can no longer deny it. Either they're going to, you know, basically sear their conscience, or they're going to comply and fall in line with the Word of God. And that's the best thing. And by the way, that is always my prayer, that men are turned from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, as the Lord grants godly repentance. That is my prayer, and you are one of those answers, and I totally appreciate you calling in and telling me just that. I'll let you get the last word in here. I got another call pulling up right now.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. I was not mad at you. I was just mad at the truth.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm saying people are.
Reality sucks sometimes. Actually, most of the time. But two, I just mainly want to encourage you, like, please, when you're feeling tired and weary, you have to keep going. And you know that, but I just want that when you hit a slump in your life, I want you to remember me telling you, brother, keep going. This is awesome.
I appreciate it. Thomas, I appreciate it, brother, from another mother, but we have the same father. That's what's cool, right?
Absolutely. Amen.
Thank you, sir. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Thanks for calling in, Steve. How are you, my friend?
Great. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, man. It's Saturday, right? It's the end of the week. I'm kind of looking forward to a little bit of a breather, which hopefully probably won't. Well, hopefully it will happen tomorrow, at least in part. But outside of that, we're just doing what we do, man. We're doing what we do. Hopefully, and Thomas is a prime example of why I do what I do, by the way.
Hopefully tomorrow will be as nice as yesterday instead of as rainy as today. And you can enjoy some of that.
Amen. Amen. So what say you?
I was going to say, you know, it always strikes me that the reason them guys get so mad at you is they know it's true. I mean, it's kind of their anger is their confession because, you know, there's always something that's just haunting them about how they know they're being deceived. You know, it's kind of like if you ever looked at spousal abuse. And you see a lady that's getting cheated on or abused and all this stuff, and she defends that abuse to no end because it seems like they can just never admit the truth and put a stopper to the problem that's going on. You know, you gotta admit the truth before you can do something about the situation. And they're all stuck in the fear.
Yeah. And the wrong fear is diabolical, not filial. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean it's one of them deals where you know you can't compromise your survival. You know that if it compromises not victory, it's a futile attempt to control your defeat and a dishonest claim of false victory. So they sit there and they claim that they're compromising and they're accomplishing things, but they're just controlling their defeat, and they're so afraid of everything. I mean, if you were going to define this whole problem that we're dealing with now is people are afraid they'll get sick, they're afraid they'll die, and their fear has enslaved them.
Well, we're all going to die. 10 out of 10 die. 140,000 people die every day unexpectedly. Yeah,
when
that's why we
born,
have to be ready
the deal
at all times.
You make is you're going to die.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, let me answer what you just said. I want to answer this because it's important. In Exodus 23, it says, "Thou shalt not raise a false report." Those that continuously go on and prop up the lie and cheerleading an administration that is, in fact, attacking his very cheerleaders, those that support his administration, they're raising a false report by propping him up. And what they're attempting to do is they're attempting to prop themselves up because they want to justify the unjustifiable. The difference between me and them is they can't justify their position. I can from the Word of God by showing them the fruit. It says right after that, "Thou shalt not raise a false report, but put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness." Well, everybody else says he's a great guy. I don't care if the whole world says he's a great guy. He's a devil. And the bottom line is we need to call him out as the devil because that's exactly who he's working for, John 8:44. And then it says, "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to pervert judgment." I appreciate your phone call, Steve. Thank you once again, brother, from another mother. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Watch us live on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click onto YouTube. If you're driving, you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Listen carefully, friends. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. This coming from former president of CBS News. Can't make it up. The New York Times is deliberately, on purpose, pitched to the liberal point of view. Not a good word, by the way. Within itself, Webster's 1828, it has good definition, but the way they have revised the word completely contradicts its very meaning. The New York Times is on purpose pitched to the liberal point of view. Herman Dismore, foreign editor of the New York Times from 1950 to 1960. And, you know, as I said, friends, what, nobody believes the government, nobody trusts them, nobody believes the media, but now all of a sudden they're telling you the truth. One of the things I wanted to highlight is the fact that you just heard again during the last break that Donald Trump is forcing GE to produce. No, he's not forcing anything. That's the show the clowns in the circus of politics put on. It's called Leading Through Opposition. Learn the mind of your enemy. He's not forcing anything on the CEO from GE. He's not forcing a thing on them. He's driving business for GE. Do you not understand how the game is played? We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Like what? Like gay marriage, like American Health Care Act, which used to be Obamacare, like pro-abortion, let's get everybody else to accept this, right? I mean, the list goes on, right? Richard Cohan, senior producer of CBS Political News, said this. We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. This is how you get your news, friends. By the way, Fox News, not every one of them, but I'm telling you what, if you think that they're your savior, you better think again. We report, you decide. That's their motto, right? It should rightly be said, we decide on what we report. They do. Man, they're a bunch of cheerleaders for the administration. And if you dare call out this administration, it's fake news. You know that, right? Yeah, okay, good. I just wanted to make sure. Remember what Dr. Udo Ulfkott said, German editor, journalist? Came out and told the world a year and a half ago the entire mainstream media is totally fake, taught to lie, to betray the people, not to tell the truth to the public. The CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. He writes a book. A year later, he's dead. Yep. Another patriot. Tim Brown just reported this week on sonsoflibertymedia.com, William Casey, CIA director, under Ronald Reagan, right? We've had his son, Michael Reagan, on the radio. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. I didn't say it. I'm just telling you what they said. And even when I tell you what they said, oh, I don't know about that. Oh, I just don't know about that. No, truth is stranger than fiction. Some of you people, man, you have your fingers over your eyeballs. I love to say it. It's a great parable or an analogy. You could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it. Why? Because you don't want to see it. How foolish is that? They know it's true. They know in their hearts it's true. But they don't want to admit to it, because if they did, they would have to actually admit they were wrong. Well, I'm not asking you to admit you're wrong. God is. Acts 20, verse 21. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3, 2. Right? And my objective is to get you to hear His voice, not the voice of this administration or your favorite politician or the ones that you hate the most. My job is to shake you awake, to wake the dead church up, man. Whoa. Whoa, whoa. I mean, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, Trump executive order calls up 1 million reserve military personnel, Army, Navy, and Air Force, and Coast Guard. Whoa. Who's that aimed at? Is that aimed at Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama? Is that aimed at draining the swamp, or is that aimed at you? It's aimed at you. Get it? Police and military begin door-to-door searches to hunt down New Yorkers seeking refugee. Former military Matt Agarus, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You see why the big tech companies censor mine and suppress our information, friends? They don't want you to know the truth. This is why they're trying to basically snuff out the journalists that are exposing them for who they are. In America, there's no excuse as to why you're allowing this to happen. None whatsoever. Yesterday, I highlighted this. I got it in my hand right now. President Trump's coronavirus guidelines for America. We are such great beneficiaries of Donald Trump's wisdom. Yeah, not. Right? Hey, folks. One of the biggest mistakes these people make is not everybody's a sheep. Okay? But what they want to do is they want to single out those that are opposing them. They want to demonize those that are opposing them. Those that are feeding the sheep. They want to smite the shepherd so the sheep flee. You see? Nothing new under the sun. Remember Braveheart? Based on a true story. William Wallace. Right? I want to say this. Just listen to me, and I know this is the right time. It's a word for somebody, if not more than one. Men follow courage. They don't follow titles. I must have some politicians listening to me right now. See, this is how the prophetic ministry operates, friends. All these bunny trails, everybody's getting fed right now. Listen to me, man. Listen to me, woman. Men follow courage. They don't follow titles. And I want to tell you, the most courageous one that I know is the line of the tribe of Judah. And notice all of the religions in the world. Which ones persecuted more than Christianity? Not a one. Why? Because he is alive forevermore. That's who we follow here. The Bible calls him the lion of the tribe of Judah. The Bible calls him a man of war in the book of Exodus. The Bible calls him the prince of priests. Let me put that into perspective for you. The end of God's moral law is true peace in Christ, who fulfilled it. Romans 3:31. Hey, folks. Jesus Christ is the one that we follow here. Jesus Christ is the one. Christians are the ones that are under attack. And it's time for us to play the men, and it's time for us to play the women. And stand up and be counted. Now is the time. Not just for a day, not just for a week, or not just for a month, but for the rest of our lives, we adhere to Him. We emulate the Christ who has conquered the powers of darkness. Amen? We're made kings and priests in His sight. That crown belongs to Him, though. Always remember that, and you'll be okay. He is the Son of God. He sits at the right hand of my Father even now, with all principality and all power under His feet. And I want you to think about this, you defeated ones. Be encouraged. Every single human being on this planet will bow the knee and profess that Jesus Christ is King. Everybody. All those that are praising Muhammad, nope, Jesus is the King, and you're about ready to find that out. Life is but a vapor. You're not promised tomorrow, friends. It's time to repent, right? Are you listening to the voice of God right now, friends? Another set of chastisements and judgment upon America to drive you to the foot of the cross where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. Are you paying attention to what's happening here? It goes above politics. It goes above religions, friends. It goes to the one and only. I love that. The one and only, man. My daddy. We call Him Abba Father because we're born of His Spirit. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is who He says He is. And I want to tell you this, friends. Your enemies know it to be so. I know what you see in America today. I know what you see concerning the professed Christians. Counterfeit Christianity. When you go back to our forefathers, that is Christianity. They didn't cowtail. They didn't tuck tail. Nope. They didn't run from the battle. Nope, because they were following the Christ who went into the battle and defeated the powers of darkness. Hello. That's my Jesus. That's my King. And by the way, He is the one that we follow. And there's a reason our forefathers were flying the flags. No King but King Jesus. Appeal to heaven. Why? Because they sought all power. And the all-powerful one that could hear and answer. And again, friends, call unto me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not, said the Lord, not Bradley Dean, but the Most High God. Hey, folks, He said, call unto me. Prove me now in this. He's inviting you to prove who He is. But understand, when He comes in, it's not about you, it's about Him. And He will show you who you are not to show you who He is. Isaiah 66 verse 2, Psalm 51 verse 17. Be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law after swift and near unanimous action by Congress to support businesses, rush resources to overburdened healthcare providers, and help struggling families during the deepening coronavirus epidemic. Democratic Representative Anthony Brown of Maryland called for the vote.
The question is on adoption of the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes have it.
President Trump said this will deliver urgently needed relief as he signed the bill into law in the Oval Office. He thanked members of both parties for putting Americans first. The legislation will speed government payments of $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out of work.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Did you hear that, friends? Exactly. So that was so timely. It was perfect, man. Our conservatives just proved the point, didn't they? Yesterday's liberals, they're not conservatives. They're called to be preservatives. They're supposed to be the salt of the earth, right? But we found that they're good for nothing to be trodden under the foot of men. Right? That's what they are, going right along with the narrative, setting themselves up. Setting their kids up because they refuse to see the truth for what it is. The truth makes you free. John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Read both those verses. A big win for Americans. Donald Trump just said, hey, this is great. Look at, they pressed it through, pushed it through, yep, behind another political distraction. Yep. Just like the Parkland shooting that allegedly took place there, right? What did he do? Hey, you know what? Take the guns first. Due process afterwards. 55 new gun legislation programs. I'm sorry, unlawful laws, as they call them. Legislative policies is what they are. Were passed under 26 governors in the United States of America under the majority of Republicans. No difference. They're both on the same team, friends. But this is what's good for America. I want to highlight this really quick, and then I want to get over to the constitutionality of what's going on here. Did you know that in this bill that Donald Trump just signed, $350 million went for foreign refugees? Your country's being handed off. Again, just for the record, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. $800 million went for endowment for the humanities and arts. How was it sold to you, America? Oh, for the much release of the coronavirus that very few have any experience with. No. It's a political distraction to push through this bill so they can empty the coffers. What did I say? The plan, create panic. They've done that. Dry fear. They're continuously doing that as they're undermining the Constitution the way that they just did to drain what? The coppers. You're paying for it. Okay. What does it equal? More control. This is the big victory for the American people. This was sold to you for your good, to create relief to the American people. Hey, folks, slaves are made that way, just for the record. He took your money and he gave a little bit of it back to the workers, probably to them that don't work as well. That's how slaves are made, friends. $100 million went for NASA. Has nothing to do with the coronavirus relief bill. Nothing. $25 million for cleaning supplies for the Capitol building. $25 million for additional House of Reps salaries. They just boosted their own salaries. I thought this was about the American people. A nationwide mandate for ballot harvesting. An automatic visa extension for what? Foreign workers. What does that have to do with the coronavirus relief bill, friends? Absolutely nothing. An expansion of foreign language ballots. What did they just say? This is for relief efforts to the American people. It was passed through. This is what they're not telling you, friends. The little leaven that's leavening the whole lump. They're indebting you. Your children and yourselves are being enslaved further on a daily basis. Same-day voter registration for the 2020 presidential elections. Interesting. An amnesty. Listen carefully, friends. This was sold to you as the coronavirus relief bill. Again, this is the tip of the iceberg. An amnesty for nearly 800,000 DACA illegal aliens. All under the political distraction of what? The coronavirus relief bill that they just magically brought themselves together and made it work. Who won? Both sides on the same team pushed it down the throats of the American people. Who's indebted further? You are. America? America. Gluttons for punishment. And you know it. Again, all the administration's fault. Fake news. Fake. I'm telling you exactly what's in the bill right here. No. You know it's true. You know it's true. This has been going on under administration after administration after administration. But I want to tell you what hasn't been going on under administration after administration. Executive orders calling up 1 million reserve military personnel in Army, Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard to basically hunt down New Yorkers seeking refuge. In Rhode Island. Oh, there's a whole mess of articles on this, by the way. And this is becoming common knowledge really quick. And it's interesting how many people are omitting this information. I did an article this last week. Hitler never pulled the trigger. His subordinates said that they were just doing their jobs. No, they weren't doing their jobs. They were doing the job of a tyrant in snuffing out and extinguishing and murdering millions and millions of people in Germany. During the Nuremberg trials, what did they do? They said, well, we were just taking orders. No, they weren't. They were taking orders, unconstitutional orders, from a dictator. And if they were doing their job, they would have stood against the dictator. But that's not what they did. History proves what I'm telling you to be the truth. They weren't doing their job. You might want to call, for the record. Oh, by the way, Alexis de Tocqueville said, the American Republic, that's what we are, Article 4, Section 4, will endure until politicians realize they can bribe the people with their own money. That's just what happened. We're going to give you $1,200 apiece. If you're married, we're going to give you $2,400. What you don't know is we just indebted you how many more trillions of dollars? And yet, you're being told by this administration that, listen, hey man, I'm getting us out of debt, when in fact, once again, the opposite is true. Folks, just think about this. And you thought Bernie Sanders or Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or Pete Buttigieg, you thought that they were going to be the ones to make America a socialist country again. No. Of course not. Of course not. Ugh. Is this constitutional? Hey, folks, in all of this again, let me remind my second hour listeners, Ron Paul called this whole coronavirus a hoax last week. Now, I guess that's fake news too, right? A guy that's been inside for 30-some years, I guess he's lying to the American people too. No, we all know because we can read the bill for ourselves. Now, let me ask you if this sounds familiar. God gave the Savior to the German people. We have faith, deep and unshakable faith, that Hitler, who's going to make Germany great again, that was his slogan, by the way, was sent to us by God to save Germany. That's an actual quote. Guess who said that? Hermann Göring, SS officer. He was one of the responsible party during the Nuremberg trials, a war criminal, that said he was just taking orders. No, he wasn't just taking orders. He wasn't taking orders. Not the right ones, anyways. He was doing his job, friends. He would have been standing against Adolf Hitler. I shared this with you yesterday, and I'm going to share this with you right now. How many of Donald Trump's followers does it take to change a light bulb? There's a lot of truth in this. It's meant to be a joke, but it's really not, because the joke's on us, not on them. How many Donald Trump followers does it take to change a light bulb? None. Trump just says it's fixed, and the rest of them sit in the dark and applaud. Is that what's happening today? Oh, my goodness. There's so much truth in that. Again, it was meant to be a joke, but it's not a joke. How many Trump followers does it take to change a light bulb? This is what happens when you refuse to be ruled by law, friends. None. Trump just says it's fixed, and the rest of them sit in the dark, and they all applaud. I mean, folks, it's literally getting to the point where, you know, and Franklin Graham is just as guilty as the rest of them, for the record. I mean, it's almost like Franklin Graham may as well just get on television and say to the people, have you accepted Donald Trump as your personal Lord and Savior? You think that's blasphemy? Well, then tell him, because that's the message. Because that's what they're all together driving you to, Donald Trump's administration, along with the false prophets. I want you to listen to this. This is a yard sign that was posted, and I highlighted it yesterday. God bows down to President Donald J. Trump, declares he is perfect, Trump 2020. Did you hear me? God bows down to President Donald Trump, declares he is perfect, Trump 2020. This is on one of his followers' website. There's another post out there where, and I've highlighted so many of them, and it's blasphemy, by the way, but there's another meme out there with a woman who has a flag wrapped around her. And she's praising Jesus with a Trump flag around her body as she's on her knees with her hands raised. This is what you're dealing with. They're not the right, friends. They're the left. Because if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And if this is the best you've got, you better open your ears. You better open up your ears. Because we're in it, friends. And I want to say this. We can do this in Jesus' name. We can do this. I don't care if the whole world stands against us, friends. Read Psalm 27. Listen to what King David understood. As John Knox said, me and the Lord are the majority. Me and the Lord are the majority, friends. This is about getting my message here is to divert ourselves from those that the people have their eyes upon, namely man, and getting their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith, Jesus Christ, Hebrews 12:2. Right? I suppose I better kick this off before the end of the show. Well, I have the time to. I was just highlighting, friends, that Trump's executive order calls up 1 million reserve military personnel in Army, Navy, Air Force, and Coast Guard. And I want to give you a quick download as to the constitutionality of what's going on here. I did the article, Hitler never pulled the trigger. His subordinates said they were just doing their job. They were not doing their job. Okay. I want to bring you over to what the Constitution says, what is constitutional, and what is not, because I always want to interject, friends, and insert the lesson that we all should learn. And that is putting our feet upon the rock. Amen. Well, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Final segment coming up on the other side. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, listen, folks, my job is to work myself out of a job. And I'm humored by what's going on out there in the country, especially how you see so many supposed and self-proclaimed pastors leading the church. They have no business leading the church. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28. First the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher. Okay, but it's interesting to me how we're in such a situation today that people. How do I say this? I'm trying to respond to some people on live chat right now. You know what? We'll come back to that if I get a minute. I got to finish this point up. I'm talking to myself right now. That's kind of how this thing goes, right? Apparently it is. If you want to call in, though, please do, 1-866-582-9933. We're seeing this executive order. I just told you what's just been passed. It's not about you, America. It's about what they got out of the deal. And they put the pork in the deal, and they sold it to you as for you and for your benefit, when in fact it benefited them. And it also benefited those that are coming into your country that are refugees. And we also know Donald Trump he passed through an omnibus bill where he was found through Judicial Watch. It's important that I tell you this again. Tom Fitton's organization in D.C. is an attorney, that he was one of the only that had the internal fortitude to come out, one of two, to come out and tell you that Donald Trump's administration has tripled funding to Muslim terrorist organizations in America. You're not being told this. He'll tell you about how he's putting up the 100 and some miles of the wall down in the southern border, on the southern border. The fact of the matter is, what he's not telling you is that's repaired wall. It's not brand new wall. You're being lied to. While he's telling you how great of a job he's doing, and nobody could do it better, of course, keep in mind he's funding undermining the American people, namely his supporters, funding those that mean to come in and conquer America. Okay? Because, again, you're the obstacle to the New World Order, said George Soros. Well, Bradley, that's George's fault, not Donald. Well, why hasn't Donald's DOJ prosecuted George Soros? Again, on the same team, friends. Wake up. I want you to listen to this because I'm talking to all the police, the military, those that were just called up, and I say this with my hand on your shoulder because nobody supports you guys more than I do. But let's do it right, and let's do it lawful. Thomas Jefferson, Eliot, page 4, 187, 88. Every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in pursuance of its powers. The latter will be nugatory and void. Donald Trump is not the law. He may call himself the commander-in-chief, but I want to tell you something right now. He is calling you up to do his biddings for him. Okay, and it's your job to stand up against his unconstitutional orders. Listen, when you're called up to start hunting down people that are not falling in line with the lying media and the lying government, and you're enforcing that order, you're not doing your job. You're not. Okay? Matter of fact, when I think of the Navy and the Army and the Air Force and the Marines, you're our brothers and our sisters, man. Open your eyes. Read that Constitution. Understand you are also called to stand against domestic enemies. Okay? This administration is doing what the last administration could have never done in a million years. If this was Barack Obama, everybody would be condemning Barack Obama. Everybody would be out on their porches in this country with their ARs and their 12 gauges. You know it, and I know it. I wrote an article when Obama was in office. I said, America's greatest gun salesman. And, of course, everybody followed in pursuit shortly thereafter, and I'm thankful for that. But the fact of the matter is, friends, gun sales are skyrocketing right now, and that's the voice that they don't want you to hear. Okay? I mean, travel papers in Ohio, friends, the military being called up to hunt down our own people, there's a problem. And now all of a sudden Donald Trump's friends with all of those that he was allegedly set up as arch enemies concerning the governor in the state of New York. And, man, they're all buddy-buddy now. They're all on the same page. Of course they're on the same page. It's not like they ever weren't. They never weren't. Right? Listen to this. What is an executive order and are they constitutional? United States presidents issue executive orders to help officers and agencies of the executive branch to manage the operations within the federal government itself. But it's not of folks, they have no business usurping the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Keep that in mind. Executive orders have the full force of law. The enumerated laws found within the United States of the Constitution, not arbitrary laws, not because they said so. They have full force of law when they take authority from a legislative power in discovering the law and applying the law, which grants its powers directly to the executive by the Constitution or made pursuant to the acts of Congress. That's the representatives of the American people, that explicitly delegate to the president some degree of discretionary power. Like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies, executive orders are subject to judicial review. Not by them that want to interpret what common sense laws state, nor are judges there to judge the standard by which they are judged by. And may be struck down if deemed by the courts to be unsupported by the statute or the Constitution. Man, you would think with all this power he's giving, man, look at all these executive orders he's pulling. Look at the DOJ he's using for his purposes. Now we found out a week and a half ago his DOJ is actually there aiding Hillary Clinton concerning a lawsuit that she's now dealt with by, again, Judicial Watch. Getting her to swear oath concerning the very... emails that she erased. Donald Trump is trying to protect her from those that are demanding the justice that he himself promised. Just think about that. Listen carefully. Going back. There is no constitutional provision, you can't find it, nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. Well, if the sheeple don't know the difference and they like the guy, guess what? They're going to go along for the ride, aren't they? even when they end up in the ditch or in hell. Because the Lord said he would turn that nation into hell that forgets him, right? Psalm 9, 16, 17, read it. The term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution, refers to the title of president as the executive. He is instructed therein by the Declaration, take care that the laws be faithfully executed. That's not what's happening today. Made in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, or face impeachment, Article 2, Section 4. Most executive orders use these constitutional reasonings as the authorization allowing for their issuance to be justified as part of the president's sworn duties. That the intent being to help direct officers of the U.S. executive carry out their delegated authorities as well as the normal operations of the federal government. The consequence of failing to comply possibly being the removal from office. Do they have a right to do it? Absolutely not. No, especially what's going on now. Especially with what we just seen happen concerning this trillion-dollar bill. Couple trillion-dollar bill for a trillion. I didn't say billion. I didn't say million. I said trillions. Aiding our enemies and abetting our enemies, alluring them in and giving them millions and millions. And interestingly enough, $350 million for refugees. Resettlement in the United States of America. There's 328 million people in this country. Is that not ironic? No, of course it isn't. It's very prophetic, isn't it? Go to our forefathers. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Marbury versus Madison, 1803. Every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in pursuance of its powers. The latter will be nugatory and void. Thomas Jefferson, Eliot, page 4, 187 through 88. Listen carefully. The laws of Congress are restricted to a sphere, and when they depart from this sphere, they are no longer supreme or binding. Folks, they're acting outside of their scope of authority, clearly here. In the same manner, the states have certain independent powers in which their laws are supreme. Alexander Hamilton, Eliot 2, page 362. William Davy, Pennsylvania, page 277. This Constitution, as to the powers therein granted, is constantly to be the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2. It is not the supreme law in the exercise of a power not granted to it. Did you give this administration delegated authority to do what they're doing today? No, you didn't. Where are they deriving that authority? Not from we the people. Is it constitutional then? No. It stands in stark contrast to the U.S. Constitution. It's null and void. But if the American people don't know any difference, guess what? They're going to go right along for the ride. Even when the military hunts them down, like they are in New York and Rhode Island right now. Even when the federal government comes in and threatens with military force concerning a church, this, what's going on in America, allegedly, is the church's business. And by the way, yes, you question the authenticity of what's going on. You question the origins of what's going on. Cross-check everything they say, and you're going to find there's nothing behind it, friends. It will not, I presume, have escaped our observation that it expressly confines the supremacy laws made pursuant to the Constitution. Folks, it's incongruent to the law. It's a lesson we best all learn before we end up destroying ourselves, like that of Germany in the 1930s with a book similarly written called the Book of Lamentations.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.